Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everyone, and welcome back to the program. Authorities over in the UK and Ireland, they're really focused on bringing the Kinahan cartel to heel. And in another major blow to the organization, they have arrested a man named Lewis James Edwards, who was one of their, traffickers, who was part of their drug empire. And he also owed them a cool 20 million euros. So now, with him in jail, obviously, going to be pretty hard to collect that money. And a €20 million hit, it's a serious chunk of change, right? Especially when you're basically on wartime footing, which is what the Kinahan cartel is on. Make no mistake about that. They most certainly are on wartime footing. They know the deal. They know that they're being pressured. They know that there's internal enemies that want to take over their stake. So something like this is a very significant bust, and it's a very significant move for the authorities. Today, our article is from Sunday World, and the headline, Major Kinahan Cartel Blow as UK Drug Baron Arrested Before Paying 20 Million Euro Debt. The author of this article is Nicola Talent. A UK drug baron arrested in Spain last month owed a 20 million euro debt to Irish mob boss Daniel Kinahan and will now not be able to pay up. This usually ends up in bloodshed, folks. When somebody owes a debt like this and they end up in prison and their organization or their family can't pay up, it's usually all bad for the person on the other end, at least in America or especially in a place like South America or Mexico. The last thing you want to do is be indebted to the cartel, because that never has a happy ending. Suspected drug baron Lewis James Edwards, 44, was described as one of the most wanted men in the UK when he was nabbed at a hotel in Benidorm in June. So dude was out in Spain living that good life. Like the rest of these, seems to me that Spain is the favored destination of all of these Euro narcos, and especially those who are connected to the Kinahan cartel. So old boy's out here living it up in Spain, thinking that he's on that high life, and all of a sudden, dude gets hemmed up. But it has since emerged that he had run up a massive bill with the Kinahan organization, who were supplying him with cocaine, and which he, in turn, was distributing throughout southern England. So they were his plug. And my guess is they were giving it to him on consignment. They were fronting him the product, and then it was his job to move it, and then they had a, you know, agreed upon price that was his price point that he had to make. And my guess is, again, just a guess, we don't have all the details, like usual, my guess is he received the load, and after receiving that load, it was interdicted right away, and he wasn't able to move it to market. So now he's on the hook for 20 million euros. What did they say in Goodfellas? Now that you're in bed with Paulie, if your house burns down, F you, pay me. Your mother's sick, F you, pay me. Well, it's the same deal here, right? The Kinahan cartel, they want their money. And this dude being in prison, that's not a good enough excuse for them to stop pursuing it. Edwards was listed as one of Crime Stopper's most wanted crooks and was filmed as he was led away by armed Guardia civil officers through a public square following the police blitz on the hotel. So that had to be a shock to the system, huh? You're there partying it up, probably with some hot girls, drinking bazillion-dollar champagne. And next thing you know, you get the door kicked in, and there's a bunch of Spanish and Irish federal officers looking to bring you to justice. It is understood that the intelligence-led operation, including the arrest of Edwards, are a direct result of the information lines, which have been opened up for informants to give up details of Christy Kinahan Sr. and his son, Christopher Jr., and Daniel, and their business dealings. All right, let's go to speculation time here, shall we? My guess is that somebody in the organization dimed him out, and that is to get him off the board and clear another player out of the way. There's probably a lot of power moves happening behind the scenes here that we don't know about, with people in the organization starting to get a bit worried about the direction and if the Kinahans are going to be the people to lead the organization moving forward. And who knows what sort of moves are being made by other people in the crime family right now. But a lot of times, you'll see people dime out their competitors so they can move in and take over that market share. Just because a drug dealer is taken off the street, that doesn't mean his customers go away. Somebody just slides right in and provides the service that those people are looking for. Spanish police said their initial investigation into Edwards began in Malaga on the Costa del Sol, but agents on his trail followed him to Alicante on Spain's east coast. And when you have this kind of money, it ain't nothing for you to be traveling around the world like this. I'm going to go to Spain. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to live it up. Working with the National Crime Agency, NCA in the UK, Guardia civil officers nabbed Edwards when they followed a relative of his who had come to visit the area and led them to Benidorm Hotel where he was arrested. And when you have the resources to sit on somebody and surveil them the way that they obviously were, it just shows you how serious these governments are right now about going after the Kinahan cartel. And again, the second the Americans got involved, that was the death knell for the Kinahans. Now, it might not come today, it might not be tomorrow or next year, but eventually they're going to get chipped away enough that it'll probably be an internal beef that breaks them apart. We've seen it with the cartels. How many times have we seen cartel leaders over in Mexico get hemmed up? And then there be this big, gigantic fracture of the cartel, and it turns into multiple cartels. How do you think CJNG showed up?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
While the Kinahan organization would have at one point been able to deal with a 20 million euro debt write-off, they no longer can manage to lose such vast sums of money. And this all comes with the pressure, with the heat. And what it's going to do, unfortunately, in my estimation, is make the Kinahan cartel even more violent. Because when you start to lose a grip on power and you start to feel things slip away, you increase that violence to try and intimidate your rivals and your opponents. But being under the microscope like this, they don't have the ability to shrug off a huge loss of 20 million euros. That's a big dent in the war chest. Remember, they don't have access to the traditional banking system anymore. Raid after raid on premises and known associates of the cartel have led to seizures of drugs and cash across Ireland and the UK. While the top command of the organization have tried to reassure business associates that they are liquid and that their billions are safely out of reach, the constant rounds of raids and seizures have been pounding them financially. And this is what I talked about at the very beginning. This is how America does it. They're going to chip away, man. The feds, look, for all the grief I give the feds for being a bunch of jokers, when it comes to this sort of thing, they have their shit on point. They know what they're doing. And they're going to chip away, person by person. They're going to look for the weakest links. They're going to turn people. And before you know it, the Kinahans are going to be left pretty much on their own. And Paranoia is also at its peak, and the Kinahans believe that they have been infiltrated by an undercover agent, or customs spy, who has been feeding information into a massive money laundering investigation. This is bad. Whenever the organization believes that there's a spy, or that there's somebody that's dumping info on them, you better believe that they're going to go to great lengths to try and find that mole. And if they do find that mole, it's going to be all bad for that person. So I hope that if there is somebody on the inside, that they have their shit right, and that the federal government over here in Ireland is minding their P's and Q's. It is understood that the takedown of the Kinahan organization will be a blueprint going forward for dismantling other cartels, many of which survived despite the arrest of a kingpin. U.S. and European authorities, along with their international partners, have been years planning the Kinahan's demise and have deep tentacles into their entire corporate structure. This is undoubtedly a first in a method of taking down a cartel, said a source. Yo, if this is true and they're not just posturing here and they really do have, say, an agent buried within the organization, that's some Joe Pistone, a.k.a. Donnie Brasco type shit. And it will signal the end of the Kinahan cartel if that's the case. I'm confident in saying that. This isn't all about going for those at the top, but it is also about killing off what's in the middle. It's a well-thought-out and structured plan to dig out all the roots of this organization and leave nothing behind. Well, that's fantasy land. You're never going to get them all. There's always going to be somebody else who's willing to step up, step in, and step out. And there's nothing that the authorities are going to be able to do to stop people from doing that. As they grew and continued to expand, the authorities were watching all the way. And this will all come out in the near future as we move into the final stage of this process, the source said. The corporate structure is suffering because it has a huge payroll and is made up of a lot of moving parts, which all need to be functioning properly. The constant losses, arrests, and raids may seem small fry to the larger picture, but it isn't. They're right about that. It's all connected, and it all plays a huge part in bringing these guys down eventually. What you have to do is rattle the nerves of all of the operatives, all of their business partners, all of their dealers on the street. Everybody has to be rattled, because when people are, you know, dealing from a place of fear or a place of anxiety, they're more likely to make a mistake. And for the authorities, well, that's a bonanza for them. Each kick and punch is another blow to the giant. From a law enforcement point of view, this has been slow and steady process, and the Kinahan organization is well on its way to a financial collapse. While I like the enthusiasm, I don't know if they're well on their way. Now, certainly the process has been started, but this is a monolith of an organization. They have a lot of ties, they have a lot of cells, and a lot of moving parts. In Dubai, police have yet to move on the Kinahans and their associates. Some underworld sources suggest that Daniel Kinahan is already gone from the Emirates and is now bedded down in Oman. However, others claim that he, his father, and brother remain in the Emirates, hoping to continue to enjoy the safe haven where they have established themselves for years. So they're hoping that their money protects them. But I don't know how long and how far that's going to go. Look, these aren't your real friends for the Kinahans, the people protecting them. They're doing it for money. So eventually somebody's going to pay more money than the Kinahans are to bring them to justice or to clip them even. A number of reports from Dubai claim that Daniel Kinahan has even been spotted out and about, looking increasingly stressed and balding. Liam Byrne, the brother of the Regency Hotel victim David, visited Dubai in the weeks following the sanctions, but is spending his summer on the island of Ibiza, where he has property and business interests. Officers have yet to move in on Sean McGovern, despite an arrest warrant issued for him last April for the murder of Noel Duckegg Kerwan. So there's a lot going on here, a lot of moving parts, and a lot of things we aren't even privy to yet. But one thing is for sure, the Kinahan cartel is in the battle of their lives. And I guess the question is, how long are they going to be able to survive? All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.